We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, article, This is for Judah.
Rav, natril?
Should we begin, Rav?
Yes.
Article, This is for Judah, from the commentary on the Passover Haggadah. This is the bread of poverty that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. The mitzvah of eating matzah, the Passover unleavened bread, was given to the children of Israel even before they went out from Egypt, after the future Exodus, which was to be in haste. It follows that the mitzvah of eating a matzah was given to them while they were still enslaved. And the aim of the mitzvah was for the time of redemption. Since then, they departed in haste.
Questions. Whoever sees there's something to ask about here, some word or altogether a sentence, so raise your hand.
Ken.
Yeah.
What does it mean that they were given the mitzvah of matzah while they were still in exile?
A matzah.
The matzah, the Passover unleavened bread, we eat it when we're already on the way from Egypt to a new place. And here it's written that this unleavened bread, they were eating it while they were still in Egypt. And he writes that it was a sign for haste, that suddenly they had to run out.
Yes, but... But they were given the matzah to eat. It's like... I'll ask like this. How can you be above reason while you're still in the will to receive?
Let's go according to what's written.
So the question, how is it possible to eat the matzah while you're inside the will to receive?
That's right. That's correct.
He
writes that it's for the purpose of the upcoming redemption.
But
the mitzvah of eating the matzah was given to them while they were still in slavery in Egypt. And it was for the time of redemption. Since then, they departed in haste. So there's something simple here. They are still under the control of the will to receive, and then come out of it yet, but because exiting the will to receive is in haste, so it turns out that you need to give them this commandment first. That's what's clear. Yeah?
So maybe we can understand what is in haste, because that's the gist of it here. What does it mean that they came out in haste?
Came out in haste, meaning suddenly, that they didn't have a preparation for it.
And this means that basically they felt already, the form they will have to be in when they exit Egypt, even before they exited, meaning if they accepted this mitzvah, eating the matzah, so they feel, what does it mean they feel, the future form?
Yeah.
And they started preparing for that form somewhat?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a matzah?
What is a matzah?
It's the bread of the poor.
Meaning what?
Flour and water.
Yes, but what is it? What is that form?
It's the force of faith. We'll see.
So what is to eat the matzah?
To receive this term of the bread of the poor, that you need to eat it, and that has to be enough for you to fill yourself.
It's different from what they had before they had to come out in haste.
I don't understand.
This is the whole process of working in Egypt. It becomes working in order to bestow, and then they begin to feel the exile, so it's unclear how it's all connected to the exit.
It
sounds like the whole process of wanting to work in order to bestow, there is already some connection to faith.
Yeah.
So why specifically towards the Exodus, then we start talking about this matter of the matzah?
That the moment we want to come out of Egypt, then they have an obligation to prepare new food for them.
Okay.
Meaning that they can't eat the bread they used to eat, but they need to receive this new type of bread called matzah.
With regards to the meals we're going to have, how do we treat the meal of the holiday from an inner attitude?
As usual, like all the meals, that in them we want to receive in order to bestow.
Right, but in Passover, we say we raise the importance of coming out of the world to receive, coming out of Egypt, and we have a meal here every day. How can we sit in the meal and demand internally that we truly come to this cry and exit?
I don't understand.
I feel it's not a meal like any meal, because it's Pesach, Passover, and we want to come out of Egypt, we want to come out of the will to receive, we want to reach the will to bestow.
Yeah.
I'm asking myself, how do I sit in the meal and internally demand this new state?
That I connect to the friends. And I feel along with them that we can uplift above our will to receive, meaning come out of Egypt, and connect between us to our common measure of bestowal.
It's also, is there any meaning to the tastes, the flavors of the food?
Not too much, no. There's the matter of that bread, the bread of the poor, which is only from flour and water, and that's it.
Thank you.
Any shilot? Ken Yaakov.
Why
is it called bread of poverty?
Because
there's nothing in it except for flour and water.
Is it connected to the prayer of the poor that we sometimes read about?
No, bread of poverty, that's how we call it. Just to show what our food is.
Again.
How do they know that now is the moment to come out in haste? Everyone should feel it.
We need to try and feel all of us together in our mutual common vessel. As much as we do want it. Do want redemption.
It
just comes from above, or you need a prayer for it?
No, by us making efforts to feel ourselves how important it is for us to come out of Egypt and to reach the land of Israel. The land of Israel is a desire, Eretz, and Yeshalkel, that we come out of one desire and go into the other desire.
Thank you. Continuing, what happens in that moment of haste? What happens in that moment
that we need to come out of Egypt, specifically in haste? You can't otherwise. You need to escape. You wait for a sign from the Creator that says, leave, get out. And immediately we need to just run out.
We went through a very long process in exile, and all of a sudden it's in haste.
Yes, because we didn't know in the exile where we are exactly towards the exit. And now, when we got that okay to leave, so we run away.
In what moment the Creator gives the okay for the exit?
The moment we're ready to come out in the darkness. Meaning that we don't need anything except for the opportunity to escape from Egypt. And the difference between Egypt and the land of Israel is to come closer to the Creator.
Where does a person run towards from the darkness?
He runs towards the Creator. And in his vessels that he still had during that time, he's in the darkness.
And this is the Exodus.
Yes. We'll add a lot of discernments to this.
Thank you. Following the haste, can we say the haste is also the work above reason?
You can say it. But now it's still don't want to scrutinize the internality of it. Yes?
So, when he's still enslaved in the darkness and with vessels that are not prepared, incomplete.
Why?
Because he's still enslaved, still in exile.
But you can't come out of that enslavement from exile to redemption if you don't feel darkness, pressure, and fear.
So it's
like a moment before there is a kli. This is the final state of building the kli.
I don't know. It's not known yet.
But
there's already...
But these are the conditions to run away.
Thank you.
Rav,
I wanted to ask, when you escape, you know you're escaping or it just happens?
I don't understand the question.
Basically, the whole process of Egypt, it turns out the redemption happens in haste.
Yeah.
So I'm asking about that moment, that haste. Until it happens, you know it's going to happen? Or you're...
Almost no.
So what's the kli that you build so that the haste happens to us?
We build a vessel for the exodus from Egypt.
Which is what? How do you build a deficiency if you don't know where you're going?
No, no. The deficiency, that's clear. Deficiency for freedom, not to be under the control of Pharaoh. That obligates us to all kinds of work, but gives us a full egoistic fulfillment for it. It's like in this world, let's say, that you live in abundance and everything's good and every day you have meals and festivals and... And until you understand that you need to run.
But when he writes the redemption is in haste,
yes,
can you somehow prepare for redemption? Is there a preparation for redemption or what?
The preparation for redemption is that I am willing more and more and more to pay for escaping Egypt.
But the whole process of Egypt only appears to you the opposite, the darkness, how much you're not in redemption. That's what happens to us in Egypt.
Yes. No. This is already in the process of coming out, that they get the blows.
Right, that's what I'm asking. The beginning of Egypt, clearly everything's great and you want to stay. So I'm asking about the state where you somewhat wish to go towards bestowal.
Yeah.
You don't want to stay anymore.
Yeah.
So how do you stop agreeing with the will to receive, the ego, in order to receive? How do you really get to the border where you can't stand reality in that form anymore?
It's development. It's just their development. And the sons of Israel sighed from the work. So he explains it there. We'll learn it.
Okay, so we don't have the ability to amplify it, to force it upon ourselves.
Why not? I see even today, there's a lot of people who feel what we're talking about in a more advanced way than before.
Yes, it's just because it's in haste, it turns out that it just happens to you when the time comes and you have no control over it.
No control, but before, yes?
That's clear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we pay to run out of Egypt?
Hey. We promise the Creator that we'll be connected to Him above everything. And then we get forces and an approval to come out of Egypt. Except for that, we have to take from Pharaoh all kinds of things of value and so on, the vessels of silver and gold and so on.
Спасибо. Можно еще уточнить, что это за знак Творца «Выходите»? Как его не пропустить?
What is the sign that comes from the Creator to leave? How not to miss out on that sign?
When darkness comes, terrible darkness, and then they discover that the Creator walks before you, before them, with a torch, let's say, something that... That's it.
Thank you.
Yaakov.
Rav Chipazon Zohar.
Haste. Is that a feeling that there's no time?
Yes.
And we need to hurry?
Probably so.
The perception that life is about to end and we need to hurry up, it's felt very corporeal. It's not a feeling above time.
Yes.
So we see that the more we advance, the Kabbalist is at a point where you need to hurry up. He tries in this life to do everything he can, all the corrections possible, and he really values the corporeal time. And this perception, it's supposedly not spiritual. What's wrong in this observation that on one hand, you really, really...
You're asking me about discernments that I still now don't know. Neither do you. So there's nothing to ask about.
Toda.
It must be.
No, it's enough for you.
Again.
Yes.
Toda, Rav. אז הלילה זה לילה סדר ואני חושב שגם
Well, it's לילה סדר tonight and I think that because we did all the preparation these weeks that we really want to reach that state and say enough, I want to come out and to be ready to run, to escape
מתכוון אז
To really mean it
לא יודע איך לשאול את זה כי זה באמת
So I don't really know how to ask this because it's complex, but I want some kind of... Can you give us something that will help us? You know our society. What can we do to... Maybe to just eat a matzah together, or maybe... Or maybe give us a blow, give us something so we can do it, feel it stronger inside us.
Anything that you need to acquire, you can acquire it if you connect together.
That's right,
we agree 100%.
הנה, אנחנו פה.
Here, we're here now together. We want to come out of the will to receive. We want to go above reason. So what will help us? I know it's a simple question, but...
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
If you all ask together from one heart, you'll get an answer. And if I talk about it for an entire year, it's not going to help.
I agree
with that too, but how to do it here? It could be here now, it could be afterwards.
But
how to really experience it between us?
Like
you said, we can ask what matzah is, what's that, what's this. We can go forever with this, but we don't want to wait forever. We want, that's it, now.
Now, please. Desire it, and you'll get it now.
How
to help the friends.
To
aim everybody to that precise desire, pure, to come out of the will to receive and adhere to the Creator that loves us so much, that is waiting for us so much.
Together. There is no other secret here.
Okay.
What else do we have?
We
can keep reading or change an article. We have the gate of intentions.
Should we continue with this or move to another article?
So,
who wants to continue this? Who wants to go to the Ari's Gate of Intentions?
Okay, that's clear.
Can I ask about the darkness?
There's nothing to ask about the darkness. Let's first feel the darkness.
So I'll start from the beginning. This is for Judah from the commentary on the Passover Haggadah. This is the bed of poverty that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. The mitzvah of eating the matzah was given to the children of Israel even before they went out of Egypt. After the future exodus, which was to be in haste, it follows the mitzvah of eating the matzah was given to them while they were still enslaved. And the aim of the mitzvah was for the time of redemption, since they departed in haste. This is why we like to remember the eating of matzahs in Egypt even today, since we too are as when we were enslaved abroad. Also, with this mitzvah, we aim to extend the redemption that will happen soon in our days. Amen. Just as our fathers ate in Egypt. This year, here, next year, free. It is written above that with the aim of this mitzvah, we can evoke the guaranteed redemption destined for us. As in the mitzvah of eating the matzah of our fathers in Egypt. We were slaves. It is written in the Masechet Pesachim, begins with the denunciation and ends with praise. Concerning that denunciation, Rav and Shmuel were in a dispute. Rav said to begin with, in the beginning our fathers were idol worshippers, and Shmuel said to begin with, we were slaves. The practice follows Shmuel. We need to understand their dispute. The reason for beginning with denunciation and ending in praise is as it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. We must remember the issue of the denunciation. For through it we acquire thorough knowledge of the mercies of the Creator that He did with us. It is known that all our beginnings is only in denunciation, since absence precedes presence. This is why a wild ass's colt is born a man, and in the end he acquires the shape of man. This applies to every element in creation. And this was so in the rooting of the Israeli nation too. The reason for this is that the Creator elicited creation existence from absence. Hence, here is not a single creation that was not previously in absence. However, this absence was a distinct form in each element in creation, because when we divide reality into four types, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, we find that the beginning of the still is necessarily complete absence. However, in the beginning, the vegetative is not complete absence, but merely from its former degree, which compared to itself is considered absence. And in the matter of showing and decay, which are necessary for any seed, it is received from the shape of the still. Also in the same with the absence of the animate and speaking, the vegetative form is regarded as absence with respect to the animate, and the animate form is considered as absence with respect to the speaking. Hence, the text teaches us that the absence that precedes man's existence is the form of the beast. This is why it is written, a wild ass's colt is born a man, as it is necessary for every person to begin in the state of a beast. The writing says, man and beast, you save, O Lord. As a beast is given all that is needs for its sustenance and the fulfillment of its purpose, also He provides man with all that is necessary for his substance and the fulfillment of his purpose. Therefore, we should understand where is the advantage of man's form over the beast from the perspective of their own preparation. Indeed, this is discerned in their wishes, since man's wishes are certainly different from those of a beast. And to that extent, God's salvation of man differs from God's salvation of a beast. Thus, after all the inquiries and scrutinies, we find that the only need in man's wishes, which does not exist in the whole of the animate species, is in the awakening towards godly dvekut, erhishet. Only the human species is ready for it and none other. It follows that the whole issue of presence in the human species is in that preparation imprinted in him to crave his work. And this, he is superior to the beast. Many have already said that even the intelligence in craftsmanship and in political conduct is present with great wisdom in many specimens in the animal world. Accordingly, we can also understand the matter of absence that precedes the existence of man as the negation of the desire for God's proximity, since this is the animate degree. Now we understand the words of the Mishnah that said, begins with denunciation and ends with praise. This means that we must remember and research the absence that precedes our existence in a positive manner, and this is the denunciation that precedes praise. And from it, we will understand the praise more profoundly, as it is written, begins with denunciation and ends with praise.
מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. וזהו גם כן עניין דלת גלויות שלנו, גולה אחרי גולה.
This is also the meaning of our four exiles, exile after exile, which precede the four redemptions. Redemption after redemption. Up to the fourth redemption, which is the complete perfection that we hope for soon in our days. Amen.
שהגולה היא עניין העדר.
Exile refers to absence that precedes the presence, which is redemption. And since this absence is what prepares for Havaya, ascribe to it like the sowing that prepares the reaping. All the letters of Geula, redemption, are present in the words Gola, exile, except for Aleph, since this letter indicates the Aluf, the champion of the world.
מורה על אלופו של עולם, כמאמר חז"ל. והוא ללמדנו שצורתו של העדר.
This teaches us that the form of absence is but the negation of the presence. As we know that the form of presence, redemption,
מודעת לנו
from the verse, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Hence the form of the previous absence, meaning the form of exile, is only the absence of the knowledge of the Creator. This is the absence of the Aleph, which is missing in the Gola and present in the Geula, the Dvekut with the champion of the world. This is precisely the redemption of our souls, no more and no less. As we have said, that all the letters of Geula are present in Gola, but the Aleph, which is the champion of the world. To understand this, weigh the issue that the absence itself prepares the presence ascribed to it. We should learn from the conduct of this corporeal world. We see that in the concept of freedom, which is a sublime concept, Only a chosen few perceive it, and even they require appropriate preparations. The majority of the people are utterly incapable of perceiving it. Conversely, with regard to the concept of enslavement, small and great are equal, and even the least among the people will not tolerate it. We saw that in Poland, they lost their kingdom only because the majority of them did not properly understand the merit of freedom and did not keep it. Hence, they fell under the burden of subjugation under the Russian government for 100 years. During that time, they all suffered under the burden of subjugation, and from least of great, they desperately sought freedom, although they did not yet assume the taste of freedom as it truly is, and each of them imagined it as they wanted, in absence of freedom, which is subjugation, it was thoroughly engraved in their hearts to cherish and like freedom. For this reason, when they were liberated from the burden of subjugation, many of them were bewildered, not knowing what they have gained by this freedom. Some of them even regretted it and said that their government was burdening them even more taxes than the foreign government, and wished for their return. This was so because the force of absence did not sufficiently affect them.
לא פעל עוד כוח העדר כראוי. ואתה נבין.
Now we can understand the dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Rav interprets the Mishnah as beginning with denunciation, and that through it the salvation will be thoroughly appreciated. Hence he says to begin from the time of Terach, and does not say what Shmuel does, since in Egypt his love and work were already planted in some of the nation. Also, the added difficulty of enslavement in Egypt is not a deficiency in itself in the life of the nation called Adam. And Shmuel does not interpret like Rav, since the concept of freedom of the nation is knowing the Creator is a sublime concept that only a few understand. And this is through appropriate preparations. But the majority of the nation has not achieved this attainment. Conversely, everyone grasps the difficulty of subjugation, even as Ibn Ezra wrote in the beginning of the portion of Mishpatim, nothing is harder for man than to be in the authority of another man like him. He interprets the Mishnah that because the absence prepares to the presence, it is considered a part of his salvation. And we should be grateful also for this. Hence, we should not begin with, in the beginning, our fathers were idol worshippers, since that time is not even regarded as absence that precedes the presence, since they are completely devoid of human type of presence, since they were completely removed from his love. Hence, we begin with the enslavement in Egypt, when the sparks of his love were burning in their hearts to an extent, but due to the impatience and hard work, it was being and quenched every day. This is considered absence that precedes presence. Which is why he says, to begin with, we were slaves.
Anything to ask?
No, Tishal.
We'll ask.
He writes that we need to remember the absence that came before our presence in a positive manner. If you could explain what that meant. What does it mean to look at the absence in a positive way?
That what we discover is missing should be revealed.
Ken.
What does he write about that taste of freedom that is for those chosen few?
Special flavor, because they tasted a certain taste in slavery, and then in coming out to freedom, they also feel a special taste. It's all based on the deficiency. Yes.
He writes about the chosen few that know the matter of exile more deeply.
Yes.
And that the difficulty of the enslavement is clear to everyone. He also gave the example of Poland, that part of them were missing the enslavement because there were less taxes. And
yes.
So the period we're in now, there's us who study the wisdom, understand the difficulty of the connection and how it is important more and more. And there's the people suffering on the outside.
Yes.
The difficulty of enslavement is clear to everyone. What is that? Because they're not lacking the love of the Creator. They're not looking for the love of the friends, that through that they can reach the love of the Creator.
Yes.
So what does it mean that the difficulty of the enslavement is hard for everyone?
In the slavery, you have two states. There's slavery, to your nation, and there's slavery to another nation. So, slavery to another nation, that's understood. They conquer you, and then they determine all kinds of limitations and taxes and so forth. So then you, for lack of a better choice, you surrender. But when you are under the slavery of your own nation, then here, why? What for? Because of what? And so forth. So then it turns out to be a much worse kind of enslavement. That's it. That's what he says.
My nephew's in the army, and he says, I really feel that when we're there in the war, we're right, we're leftist, but all together we feel that we're in the same trouble. And when I come out,
I
went into Israel and I feel that the nation is separated. And he says it's very painful.
Well, then let's hope that they'll come back from the battlefield and force all the people, necessitate all the people to rise above all these differences as be as one people.
That layer that is starting to feel the pain and sorrow by not being together like they feel now that they're in front of a common enemy. Can that and someone be translated as the difficulty of enslavement that is clear to everyone that they can reach?
Yes. Yes, Norma.
בהמשך אותה שאלה וגם כן לגבי החיפזון, יש הרגשה...
About haste, there's a feeling that we can come out of Egypt only through trouble.
Yes.
אבל לומדים שזה לא צריך להיות.
But we learn that it shouldn't be that way.
Torah.
Also through Torah.
The Torah also tells us about troubles.
Shaliach.
Pharaoh is the Creator's messenger. And he does his job loyally.
I'm trying to explain. Is that either at its own time or through haste? So here he only gives one choice, that you need darkness to come out.
Yes.
So I don't understand.
You're right. We need the darkness in Egypt, in slavery, until we discover it as darkness. Many years go by when we start identifying that we're not in good shape, but in the same form we were in, we now begin to feel the darkness, the difficulty of the slavery and so forth. Meaning we have to see the depth of who and what controls us. Then we'll be able to escape. Otherwise, we won't be able to escape Egypt.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. We have concluded the article. All right. Anything else close to Passover? What?
So today we have the Leila Seder, the Feast of Passover. And here he's, can you say a few words about what this evening is? What is this Leila Seder?
Maybe we'll talk about that before the actual Passover Eve.
Okay.
All right. No other questions. Okay.
Beseder.
All right. What do we have on our schedule?
Today's schedule, Monday at 11. We have the burning of the chametz outside. It's not broadcast. At noon we have the lesson, and at 3 to 4:30 we have the Passover Eve meal. Tomorrow on Tuesday, pay attention. The lesson will be at 5, the preparation. 5 a.m. Israel time. 5:30 the lesson. 8 to 9 they'll be gathering of parents and children. At 9 we have the meal. Then at 2:45 preparation for the lesson, and at 3 we have the new afternoon lesson. 3 to 4:30.
חג.
Tomorrow.
ככה זה. למה זה שינוי שעות?
That's why the change of hours?
It's a holiday. People are home, so we have time.
Understood. Okay.
אין שאלות אליי?
No questions to me?
לא.
No.
טוב מאוד.
Very good.
אז
so
אנחנו
we
עכשיו, אז מה אנחנו עכשיו מתפזרים?
So we are now going.
אנחנו כן מסיימים בשיר.
Yeah, now we're ending with a song and we'll keep going.
אז מה הסדר?
הסדר עכשיו?
So what is the order?
That now we're leaving, we're going to sing a song, each one goes home, and we'll meet here again at 11 for the burning of the chametz and the noon lesson and so on.
Okay. So prepare yourselves for the burning, for the fire. And we'll continue.
Shir.
Song.
Song.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחת טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה